Gourmet Delights, pan-seared duck breast with cherry port reduction. Hello, dear readers. As we approach the end of summer, I find myself gravitating towards recipes that feel decadent and warm, the kind that fills your dining room with tantalizing aromas. Today, I am incredibly excited to share with you a recipe that is both luxurious and surprisingly easy to put together. Pan-seared duck breast with a cherry port reduction, complemented with a silky celeriac puree and crisp asparagus. The star, duck breast. Duck breast is a meat that, for many, remains reserved for special occasions or fancy restaurant outings. But the truth is, with the right technique, it's a breeze to prepare at home. When seared correctly, duck breast offers a crispy skin that gives way to tender, juicy meat underneath. The key? Always start with a cold pan to render the fat properly and achieve that irresistible crispiness. The magic touch, cherry port reduction. To elevate the duck to a gourmet level, a cherry port reduction is drizzled over the meat. The sweetness of the cherries and port wine is balanced with a splash of balsamic vinegar and a touch of honey. It's rich, glossy, and has a depth of flavor that pairs seamlessly with the duck. The sides, celeriac puree and asparagus. While our duck is undoubtedly the star of the plate, the sides are no mere afterthoughts. The celeriac puree is creamy and has a subtle earthiness which complements the richness of the duck. And for a touch of green and crunch, sautéed asparagus, charred just right, adds freshness to the plate. Pairing suggestion. A glass of Pinot Noir or a voluptuous Chardonnay pairs impeccably with this dish. The fruity undertones of these wines echo the cherries in our reduction, making each bite and sip a harmonious experience. 1. Prepping the duck. Tip: using a very sharp knife, gently score the skin in a crosshatch pattern. This not only helps render the fat, but also allows for even crisping. Season both sides of the duck breast with salt and freshly ground black pepper. 2. Cooking the duck. Place the seasoned duck breasts skin side down in a cold nonstick skillet. This allows the fat to render out slowly and evenly. Turn the heat to medium and let the magic happen. You'll notice the skin starting to sizzle and gradually turning golden brown. This process should take about 6 to 8 minutes. Pro tip: if there's too much fat accumulating in the pan, pour some off into a bowl. Save this duck fat for roasting potatoes or vegetables. It's liquid gold. Once crisp to perfection, flip the breasts over and sear for another 4 to 5 minutes for a medium-rare finish. Allow the duck to rest for about 5 minutes before slicing. This ensures all those delicious juices remain inside. 3. The cherry port reduction. Using the same pan with about a tablespoon of the reserved duck fat, add in your dried cherries. These will begin to soften and soak up all that delicious duck flavor. Pour in the port wine, balsamic vinegar, and honey. The mixture should come to a gentle boil. Pro tip: using a wooden spoon, scrape up any brown bits, fond, from the bottom of the pan. This is packed with flavor. Reduce the heat and allow the sauce to simmer. As the sauce reduces by half, it'll start to take on a syrupy consistency. Finish off by whisking in cold butter off the heat. This process, called mounting, gives the sauce a glossy finish and rich taste. Celeriac puree. 1. Preparing the celeriac. After peeling, chop the celeriac into uniform pieces. This ensures even cooking. 2. Cooking and pureeing. Boil in salted water. The salt enhances the celeriac's natural flavors. Once fork tender, drain well. Add milk and butter while the celeriac is still hot. Using a hand blender or food processor, puree until velvety smooth. For an extra luxurious texture, you can pass the puree through a fine sieve. Asparagus. Ensure you've snapped off the woody ends of the asparagus. They're tough and not pleasant to eat. A quick sauté in olive oil over medium-high heat ensures they remain vibrant green but tender. season generously. Final touches. When plating, think about color contrast and balance. A swipe of celeriac puree, slices of duck breast fanned out, asparagus spears laid carefully, and a drizzle of the reduction creates a visually appealing plate. Conclusion. Whether you're looking to impress guests or just treat yourself to a gourmet meal at home, this recipe is a surefire way to do so. It's a dance of flavors and textures, from the crispy duck skin to the sweet and rich cherry port reduction, the smooth celeriac puree, and the crunchy asparagus. And remember,